How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grade A kind of day. And my guest for this installment of Grade A Nation is Larry Ensell. He's a mobile DJ. He plays birthday parties, weddings, senior center dance nights, and everything in between. If it's a party or social function, he's played it. And he's here not to talk about his mobile DJ business or music. He's here to talk about attempts by movie theaters to ban the wearing of masks, makeup, and costumes at screenings of the Joaquin Phoenix film, The Joker. So, Larry, how are you doing?
You forgot something.
I forgot something. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Larry's last name is spelled I-N-S-E-L-L. Larry Ensell. I-N-S-E-L-L. Sorry about that, Larry.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
No, Larry, I did not do that.
Well, I think you wanted people to think that I'm an involuntary celibate.
No, not at all. That's not the case. So, I apologize if you feel that way, but it's not true.
I've touched and licked a lot of breasts.
All right.
I've played more than my fair share of tonsil hockey. Let's get that straight.
Well, that's good for you.
I've been to third base many, many times. And let's just say my batting average is excellent.
Well, okay. I never thought that you were an involuntary celibate.
Well, I think, because my name is Larry Ensell, that you thought you can, kind of characterize me as an incel because we're, talking about the Joker movie.
No, I had no intention of characterizing you as an incel.
You remind me of so many people in my life.
Oh, here we go.
I took a trip this summer to Disney. I worked hard and I saved up. And I was walking around Epcot, looking at all the different countries that are a part of the world, showcase pavilions. And parents saw me just because I was by myself. And they, kind of held their kids back, or pulled their kids in closer to them, like I was just going to run up and snatch their kid or something.
Well, Larry, it's a matter of parents being protective in this day and age, and if they see an adult male on their own at a theme park, maybe that would raise some concerns.
So you think that I was gonna just, abduct a bunch of kids just because, I was by myself, and I would take a picture with Daisy Duck or Mary Poppins, or I was, taking pictures of kids having fun on the boat ride.
Well, I mean, that last part where you're taking pictures of kids that are on the boat ride, that is pretty weird because, if you're by yourself and parents see you taking pictures of children that are not yours, I have to admit, that would make me a little bit concerned as to, what you were about.
That's why I brought it up. And you remind me of this girl today that was at the Starbucks.
I remind you of a girl? I remind you of a girl. Are we really gonna start doing this kind of nonsense?
No, let me finish. Okay, so I went to the Starbucks, and you know how every Starbucks has to hire a charity case.
Why do you have to, you know, attack? Why do you have to attack, Larry?
All I'm saying is that Starbucks hires, you know, charity cases. And the charity case at the Starbucks I go to is, you know, this new developmentally disabled girl.
How do you know that she's developmentally disabled?
Well, she looks like Greta Thunberg.
Now, wait a minute. You don't have to go after a kid and say that, okay, just because this girl looks like Greta Thunberg, that inherently makes her developmentally disabled.
Well, it was not only that. It was the fact that she was wearing the Starbucks cap, but she had a propeller on top of her head.
She had a propeller on top of her head?
Yeah, you know, one of those, like, spinny propeller things. Have you ever seen one of those hats where, you know, if you have the propeller, you can just flick the propeller and the propeller will spin in circles like a airplane propeller?
Yeah, I've seen that. It's just not on top of a Starbucks hat before.
All right, well, you know, this cashier girl who was kind of slow and looked like Greta Thunberg, you know, had a spinny propeller Starbucks cap on.
Okay, well, what does that have to do with me?
All right, well, I was placing an order for my salted caramel hot chocolate. And, you know, this, let's just call it like it is, this mongo.
All right, you don't have to use a term like that.
This mongo, you know, was pounding in with her big Vienna sausage fingers. I mean, she was, like, typing in that I ordered a grilled cheese sandwich and, you know, a cheese Danish.
Well, I mean, she must have been new, and she's just getting adjusted.
Getting adjusted, is that what it's called? So, you know, this freak asked me what my name was, and I said, my name? How can you not know my name? I'm Larry and Seal. I'm pretty well known around these parts. And she wrote in a name on the cup, and I waited and waited, and finally I got my drink. And when I took a look at the cup, I saw that she spelled incel. And I'm getting revved up just thinking about it. She spelled it I-N-C-E-L.
Well, I mean, you know, if she is developmentally disabled and she doesn't know how to necessarily spell, and she hears someone say that their name is Larry Incel, you know, I could understand her writing in I-N-C-E-L.
I know it. I knew you were going to defend her. I just knew it.
Well, Larry, I mean, if it's someone who is not familiar with your name and you didn't actually spell out your name, she's going to write I-N-C-E-L.
Well, you know, people in the Starbucks saw that and they started snickering and making a joke, and, you know, I really felt like you brought me on here to make a joke out of me.
No, don't be that way. I wanted to get your thoughts on the decision by theaters to ban the wearing of makeup and costumes for the Joker screenings. So don't feel like I'm attacking you. I'm just trying to get your thoughts, because when you had contacted me, you seemed pretty upset.
Well, you know, the Joker character is a beloved, iconic character, not just loved and, you know, admired by people that are involuntary celibates, but just, you know, people that like fun, like me. I'm Larry Encia.
Okay, Larry. The thing is, though, is that when you look on the internet, there does seem to be a growing community of involuntary celibates that seem drawn to the Joker and seem to dismiss or actually find appealing his violent tendencies. So some people are scared that, you know, those that are dressed up as the Joker are going to be making individuals feel uncomfortable because they might engage in violent acts.
Well, all I'm saying here is that as someone who has gone to every Batman movie dressed up as the Joker, and, you know, I bring in my boombox.
You bring in your boombox?
Yeah, that's right. I'm a mobile DJ, and I have a special boombox. And, you know, before the movie starts, I like to play the boombox and, you know, play various songs from, you know, Batman soundtrack, especially the one done by Prince. And, you know, I like to dance and clap my hands and really get in a good mindset before the movie starts.
Why would you go into a movie theater with a boombox and start dancing and distracting everyone?
Well, you know, I'm not distracting anyone at all. I'm just celebrating the art of Batman and celebrating the beauty that is the Joker character.
Well, you know, some people might think that the boombox is an explosive device or something.
Oh, wow. You know, everyone says to not guest on your show, and now I know why.
Why are you being like that, Larry? I'm just saying that, you know, to a stranger, if they see someone dressed up as the Joker with a boombox, you know, going down the aisles doing the bat dance, they're gonna be thinking that this guy is gonna start killing.
That's a cheap shot.
No, it's not a cheap shot. It's just an observation.
Well, I just want people to know that I'm Larry Encia. INSELL. And I, as a part of my First Amendment rights, should be allowed to dress up as the Joker and, you know, throw poppers into the theater.
Throw poppers into the theater. That's just,
you know, if I want to set off a Piccolo Pete, that, you know, that should be allowed.
You want to set off a Piccolo Pete in the theater?
Yes, that's right. I mean, you know, if you're having a party and you're trying to get in the mindset of the Joker, you're going to set off a few, you know, fireworks.
Well, Larry, I think you've made absolutely no progress on either, you know, dispelling the concerns of people who are thinking that those who dress up as the Joker are disturbed, or made any progress in addressing the concerns that you're an incel.
You, oh, all right. Well, you know, maybe I'll dress up as the Joker and break into your house, and then we'll see, you know, what you have to say then.
All right. Well, that was another sterling edition of Graded Nation. If you enjoyed what you heard, please spread the word. Say a prayer for me, because apparently Larry and Cell is going to break into my home dressed up as the Joker and set off a Piccolo Pete in my anal cavity.
Well, I didn't say that. Is that a fantasy of yours or something?
No. All right, Graded Nation. Thanks very much. We'll check in with you as soon as possible.